Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da. I don't know where you are listening from, but where I'm at, it's a rainy day in New York City. I'd like to thank anyone who's tuning in for tuning in. I'm going to open the chat room. To be part of the chat room, just go to Blog Talk Radio and enter yourself a chat name. In other words, sign on to it, and then you can join in the chat room while the show is airing. And if you have anything to promote, I will gladly mention it. I'm going to open up the chat room now and see what we got going on. Open up the chat room, and hopefully my friend Jack Hoffman made it. I don't know. But it's all good. It's all good. Let's hear a little Lucy Arnaz to start.
I was at a dance when he caught my eye, standing all alone, looking sad and shy. We began to dance, swaying to and fro, and then I knew I'd never let him go. Blame it on the bossa nova with its magic spell. Blame it on the bossa nova that he did so well.
Now is it down the
No, the bossa nova. No, with the bossa start was to dance.
La Bossa Nova.
We took a chance on
La Bossa Nova.
I knew that he was a wonderful lover the minute that he did
La Bossa Nova.
Yum, yum, yum.
La Bossa Nova.
You three came from La Bossa Nova. La Bossa Nova.
And now the comedy reflections of my young friend, Flip Wilson.
Everyone knows that Christopher Columbus discovered America, right? Everybody knows it. Even a dropout knows that Christopher Columbus discovered America. The thing is that very few people know that as a kid, this was all Columbus would talk about, discovering America. In fact, let me give you my concept of Christopher Columbus's discovery of America. See? Columbus lived as a kid in a little town with his mother and father. That was cool. He wasn't working. Had to live with his mother and father. As a kid, this was all he would talk about. The neighbors thought he was off his cookie. And he'd come by, he'd be there in the yard there playing, and they'd lean over the fence and they'd say, Christopher Columbus, what are you going to do when you're grown up? And he'd say, I'm going to discover America. Listen, you better cut that out. You know there isn't any America. You know the world is square. Chris would say they sure are. At 35, when he'd gotten out of grammar school, he arranged an audience with the Queen, Queen Isabel, Isabel Johnson. The Queen's name, Isabel Johnson, and she asked him about this America project, and Chris tells her, if I don't discover America, there's not going to be a Benjamin Franklin. Or a Star-Spangled Banner in the land of the free and the home of the brave. And no Ray Charles. When the Queen heard no Ray Charles, she panicked. The Queen said, Ray Charles! You gonna find Ray Charles? Is he in America? Chris said, sure, that's where all those records come from. The Queen's excited. She's running through the halls of the Capitol screaming, Chris gonna find Ray Charles! He's going to America on that boat. What you say? Chris is fucking on. She wrote him out a traveler's check. Chris runs to the local Army Navy store. He buys 3 used ships, 2 pair of fatigues, some shades. Then he got his supplies for the trip. He bought 2 chicken sandwiches, 5 cases of booze, and a small 7-up. Small soda. He brought a small soda. 7 small sodas. Then he's ready to leave. Photographers and the reporters are all at the pier to see him off. All the girls are there, they're excited and screaming, goodbye, Columbus. He's gone on that boat. He's gone to America. Isabel was there, and she'd open one of those bottles of booze. Isabel's saying, Chris gonna find Ray Charles. I said, be cool, Isabel. Will you be cool? Then he turns to the first mate. He says, weigh anchor. About 10 minutes later, the guy said, 7,482 pounds. Chris said, look, just put it in the boat, okay? Don't weigh it, just put it in the boat. When he'd gotten out of the harbor, first mate said, Chris, which way is America? Chris said, I don't know. We're gonna have to sail around when we bump into it. So we better go this way. If we go that way, we'll sail off the edge like them other guys. 100 days later, the men are ready to mutiny. Chris has been goofing. He's been going through a bit like, back up, make a right, watch out for the edge. First mate says, come here, Chris. So Chris, look at me when I'm talking to you. Said, the men are ready to mutiny. The cabin boy said that if you don't find America in 2 days, he's going to give you a shot in the mouth. Right then, a piece of wood floats by the ship. Chris said, there's a piece of wood. So we're not far from America. That's American wood. And I know American wood when I see it. First mate said, why don't you cut that out? It's a piece of the ship. They're breaking up on it. Right then, the guy in the mast yells, land ho! Chris said, what does that mean? So that means he sees land. Well, pull over. Pull over. Maybe that's America. You guys are going to pass right by. You don't even know America. That is America. Just look at all those spacious skies. Those amber waves of grain. Just dig that purple mountain's majesty. I bet there's fruit out there on the plains. It's a big holiday in America that day. Big holiday called Not Having Been Discovered Yet Day. All the Indians on the beach there celebrating. They got sandwiches, six packs, three or four bags of whatever it is they're putting in the pipe. Chris leans over the side of the ship. He says, "Hey, yo, where is this?" Very attractive little Indian girl says,
"Why? What's your name? What you want coming around here in them ships?"
I said, "My name's Christopher Columbus. I'm out discovering. I said, I'm going to discover America. I'm going to discover y'all." The little Indian girl said,
"We don't want to be discovered. You can't discover nobody if they don't want to be discovered. You better discover yourself away from here."
First mate said, "Chris, they're hostile." Chris said, "Yeah, and they're mad, too." Said, "But we're going in there anyway. That's America. They can't keep us out of there. Let down the longboat." And they let down the longboat, which was really a short boat on the side of the big boat. They called it the longboat because they had a peewee boat, but they weren't going to use that. And they pile into the boat, they're heading into the shore, and men are laying down the boat because the Indians are throwing rocks, spears, flaming arrows, tree trunks. First mate says, "Chris, we better not go in there. Those Indians are crazy." Chris said, "Turn the boat around. We'll leave. We'll make a map and give it to the pilgrims. Pilgrims will fix their wagon."
Gotta love Cliff Wilson, you know? You just gotta love him. Timeless. When you think of the comedians around today, and Cliff Wilson, you know, I don't know about his live act, but he didn't need to curse or do anything like that, and he was pretty good. We got Betty Jo Tucker in the House Movie Attic headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. It's Betty Jo Tucker with the finest and informative information on the movie industry and filmmakers and celebrities. So you want to check that out. This week she has no show, but she's got so many shows and archives you can go to at any time and just listen and download while you're working out. Steve Mendoza's in the house, the funniest chef I know. Steve Mendoza, we have guest 160. I don't know who guest 160 is, but if I know you, please shout out. Shout out to Jack Hoffman if you're listening in archives. Oh, I think I scared the guest away. Anyway, if you're listening in archives and anybody else listening, thank you. And try to make the chat room so I can plug you more, because that would be a good thing. Okay, let's go with Frank Chalenza, Crazy and Mean.
gave him a big hard squeeze. And he only hit her in the nose just to get himself free. And then the judge said, son, lonely you're gonna be, 'cause I'm gonna lock you up and throw away the key. Now he thumps his head with the Bible, looking for salvation or survival, 'cause he fell in love with a woman who's crazy and mean. Now he thumps his head with the Bible, looking for salvation or survival, 'cause he fell in love with a woman who's crazy and mean.
Whoa, a little blank space there in my timing. Yep, I'm multitasking, as usual. What are you going to do? It's a rainy day in New York City. Here we go.
A few years ago, this movie came out, and it really upset me. It was based on this true story about this rugby team that crashed in the Andes along with their family, friends, and college roommates. What really bothered me was the dilemma they faced when they ran out of food, and it didn't look like anyone was going to find them. So they had to make what was probably the most gut-wrenching decision of their lives, which was to eat the dead. Oh, what a decision to have to make. And if that weren't heinous enough, who would you eat first? Family? Friends? In what order? Dad? Mom? Sis? In what part? Ugh, just picturing the process upsets me. Well, many therapy sessions later, and soon after my therapist disconnected his phone and moved away without telling me, a cab driver reminded me that blood is thicker than water and Tiping is not a town in China. Well, logic dictates, okay, not everybody's logic but mine, the first course should be your best friend or college roommate. With that in mind, I composed a little ditty, which should they ever do a musical version of the movie Alive, I want the producers to feel free to put this song anywhere in there. And I would like to preface this by saying this song is in every way in bad taste. I ate my best friend's brain today. I baked it in the sun. She said that she had all the brains. Now I have more than one. La-di-da, la-di-da. She wasn't really a great friend. Never would she backward bend or go out of her way to lend me her pay. So I ate my best friend's brain, la-di-da, la-di-da. I don't know what a best friend is, should be something more. A friend would let you eat her brain when you're not near a store. La-di-da, la-di-da. We went to the same school, lived in the same dorm. When she bought me a beer, but the beer was warm. So I ate my best friend's brain. La-di-da, la-di-da. And when the plane crashed in the snow, for her it was the end. She was always more cerebral, so I cracked open her cranium. I made a frittata of her medulla oblongata. My leg was broke, but I didn't choke. When I ate my best friend's brain, la-di-da, la-di-da. When I ate my best friend's brain.
From my hit albums, Steve Mendoza and Betty Jo Tucker in the house. Betty Jo Tucker, movie attic headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Check her out and her blogs and her books and everything she's doing. She's just everywhere. Hey, you know what? I am so tired of you know, because of Facebook and everybody's posting stuff on Facebook, the government this, Obama that. I am really tired of everybody complaining about our country. I like our country. I like that I'm American. I like things American. I like the American people. I don't like all of the people with crazy ideas of, you know, my religion's better than your religion or anybody who does that, because I think religion is supposed to serve the purpose of bringing out the best of you, not the worst. So in that honor, I'm going to play a little patriotic song from Madison Rising. What the heck? Here we go. You ready for it? Here it comes. Go. One, two, one, two, three, four. On the line. Let's see who this is. Hello? You're on the air? Cassandra?
Yes, I actually didn't prep and I was just I'm a cold slow and I just set up new equipment. Let me check it's working. Go.
Hello? Hello? Yeah, it's coming
hello?
In choppy.
Oh, yes, okay. Skype is some equipment. It's not. So away.
All right. Are you Cassandra? Oh, there you are. I see you in the chat room. Okay. If you want me to plug something, type it into the chat room and I'll plug it, okay? It's not coming in. I can't hear you. Hello? Okay.
Hello?
All right. Just type it in, Calliewood. All right. Sorry about that, Calliewood. It was all broken up. I don't know what was going on with that. But type it in. I got 3 minutes of show left, and I'll plug it. Okay, and thank you for listening on top of it. All righty. It's got 3 minutes. Now I want to make sure I – oh, you had a problem listening. Okay, Calliewood, I really appreciate you coming in there. Do you have a show? If you have a show, post it here, and I'll announce it right now. Yeah, there was a problem with it. Sometimes you have to refresh. Sometimes it's the on Blog Talk Radio, it's the streaming if you have Safari or something else. Okay, let's go. Calliewood Live. Is that on Blog Talk Radio? Let us know. And I'm sure Betty Jo Tucker was going to follow you now, too. It's on Blog Talk Radio, Calliewood After Dark. What time and what day? Post that, too, and I'll promote it. Because that's what we like to do here. We're fun that way. All right, I'm waiting for her to post it. Oh, Calliewood, Fridays, 9 to 11 Pacific Standard Time. Listen to Calliewood, follow her on Blog Talk Radio. And follow Betty Jo on Blog Talk Radio, too. That's every Tuesday at 4 p.m. It's Everything Hollywood. Thank you, Calliewood, for joining the chat room. Join the chat room anytime, and we'll be sure to try and plug you in. I'll always put your information in and because that helps us out. Wow, can you believe it? The time is going as I'm multitasking. Betty Jo, you'll be happy to know I'm just hungry early today and on a cooking spree making fried chicken, mashed potatoes, and string beans and cornbread. I don't know what's up with me. I'm a little crazy today. Let's hear this great promo Steve Mendoza made for me.
Friends, are you a snorer at parties? Are you getting laughed at for all the wrong reasons?
Wah, wah.
Well, we've got just the cure for you. Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Comedy Concepts will make you taller, stronger, more popular, and smell better. So don't miss Comedy Concepts with comedian Nancy Lombardo. And now back to our show.
That was Steve Mendoza. Thank you for that, Steve. That's a great promo you made me. And thank Calliewood for joining us. And everybody, if you follow her and then you want alerts, you can listen to Calliewood Saturdays, 11 to 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. What is that my time, 11 to 2 p.m.? So that's early in the morning, right? That's real early for me, I think. Anyway, Steve Mendoza, I'll also mention the Mom and Pop Shop with George Bettinger, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dream Stream Radio. Check him out as well. Well, time flies when we're having fun. Oh, yeah, it does. It sure does. I'm Nancy Lombardo. You can buy my CDs on CD Baby. Just Google CD Baby, Nancy Lombardo, and check it out. Thank everyone for tuning in today. It's a shorter show just because I got a lot to do today. But I want to thank you all for coming in, and it was very darn nice of you to do that.
Yeah!
We'll be checking out soon. This is Nancy Lombardo, Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. Oh, yeah.
Yeah!
Thank you again. All right, check me out on CD Baby. Big kiss. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's all, folks.
All right, thank you.